to be here. Some days are good, some days are bad. But with God, all things are possible. I'm just going to read one scripture. And it's found, I'll be doing from the, I just kind of love the way the Amplified Bible says. So all my scriptures will be in the Amplified version. Isaiah 43:15-16. And, you know, we've been, the last few weeks, I've been working on a song, you know, sitting down, working the vocals out. And we're learning a song for our praise team that we're going to sing in a couple of weeks called Waymaker. And for some reason, I just, once you start hearing that song, and God just started, a few weeks ago, I had another song I wanted to do, and it was You Made a Way, Made a Way. And what I like to do is just sometimes search and see, you know, how did they get this song? Where did they get this song from? So I'll search some of the words online, and it'll give me a scripture or a reference. And this is one of the references that came up. And it says, Isaiah 43:15-16. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. 16 says, thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. And just something that has just caught me. I'm just going to talk about the Waymaker, which is God. We find ourselves sometimes in just situations that are overwhelming, problems, different kinds of stuff. But I'm here to tell you that God is the Waymaker. You know, I have experienced a lot, but when I look back, He's made a way every time. And in 43:16, thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. You know, we find ourselves in this passage here. You know, we can go through things, and it can be difficult. And there's probably no, few to no options at all. And it looks like there's no way. But God is a God who makes a way. He makes a way where there seems that there's no way that anything can go right. That's the way my God works. He will make a way for you. So my goal this morning is just to remind you and that your faith grow in knowing that God is a way maker. And as we look at this, 15 says, I am the Lord. We read those couple of verses. But there is a lot of prophetic passages that the prophet Isaiah writes within that book. And he would see, and God would show him what the children of Israel would be going through, how they would be captives and go through hardships, and how bad it would be for them. But that's how sometimes our situation, our problem takes us. It takes us captive. It changes our situation to where, you know, Israel was taken from their home. They were taken from their temple. They couldn't worship. They were in a foreign land. How many feel that way sometimes? When strife comes, when problems come, that is taking you out of where you could have access to everything. But God came in this, and we see that they were taken to Babylon. And with everything destroyed, I want you to think about when you're going through a hardship, what is it that is going through your mind? For me, I think Israel, when they were there, they were thinking, you know, how is it going to end? What's going to happen? You know, there is no hope for us. There's nothing anybody can do. Sometimes we ask, is there going to be an end to this? Is there going to be a way out for me? Is anything going to change? And I believe that's the way the Israelites were. Away from home, away from their temple, in a foreign land, asking themselves, what is going to happen? And we're in a situation that just, sometimes we reach the level where our faith is just almost ready to just be broken. But at that time that Israel was there, and the hardships were so hard, God stepped in and he spoke to them. How many find yourselves in situations like that? They seem impossible for anything to happen. Our faith comes to that point where, you know, I can no longer. I've done everything. But today I've come to remind you that the God we serve, he is a waymaker. I said, I came to remind you this morning, if you find yourself in that situation, that God is a waymaker. And as we see in this passage here, God had to, reintroduce himself. He had to tell them who he was. You know how sometimes our friendship with somebody, or we got to start all over, so we start with giving our names. But this is something that God had to do with the children of Israel. He goes, I need to reintroduce myself. I got to tell him who I am. I got to tell him who their God is. And in verse 3, see, I am the Lord. That's what he declared. I am the Lord, your Holy One. I am your creator. He said, I am the creator of Israel. I created you. And if you read through that, I read through that whole chapter, and it's like amazing. Because he's declaring it, I am Yahweh. I am the great I am. I am everything that you need. Everything that you question, everything that you're asking for, that's who I am. But he had to remind them because they weren't in a place. They weren't home. So he sent this to Isaiah. He said, I am everything that you need. But sometimes when we're going through something, that thing can cloud our minds to the extent where we forget where God has brought us from. And we're just concentrating on what's going on. That's how Israel was. We're walking with God, and this hardship comes, a situation, and all of a sudden our eyes are looking to everything that's coming against us. We're looking everywhere but to God. We have just switched. But he is the way maker. You know, and God reminded them. And everything that I've experienced, and I've got to look back and say, God, you've made a way. When it seemed like everything was just bad news, God made a way. See, and there's some things, it's just, we're human. It comes naturally that we fear, that we start focusing on the problem. And sometimes that's why we become overwhelmed. We just start thinking, and just, how can I? But God is your way maker. He reminded them, I created you. I'm your creator. Didn't happen by accident. It was the plan and the purpose of God. What they were going through, God had planned it, and it was written. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you. It's written there. That's what he said. I know the thoughts. I know the plans I have for you. plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, but to give you hope in your final outcome. So he was telling them, I created you. You're mine. And he's telling you the same thing. I created you. No matter what you go through, I'm your and you are mine. I will make a way for you. And then he reminds them, you know, sometimes we let whatever we're going through, whatever the enemy sends or whatever comes, what it wants to do, it wants to reign in your life. So when the children of Israel went to Babylon, they had a king, the king of Babylon, who they had to serve and became king. So we let that situation become our king. And we just give up sometimes. But God said, you know what? Let me remind you who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, I am the King with a capital K. So we got to sometimes remind our situation, you know what? You may be reigning in my life right now, but I know that God has planned this. But you're only a king with a little K. But I serve a God that is King of Kings with that capital K. And he's going to make a way for me because he alone is the way maker. That's who we serve. And he's looking at what you're going through. He's looking at your life. He knows because he knows the thoughts and the plans he has for you. And it says, who makes a way through the sea. You know, reading that, it's just like, God, what, you know, what are you thinking? What does the sea have to do with it? What is that? But let me explain something to you. What he's doing right there, he was reminding them of their past. He was reminding them of when he had taken them out and made a way out of Egypt. That's what he was doing. He was reminding them. He's like, I made a way out for you back then. When you guys left Egypt, that was me. I planned that. I made that way. And that's when they started making their journey. When they left Egypt, I mean, they were looking at death itself. Being slaves, that's it. Work to death. But God made a way for them to go out. But not only did he plan that, he planned the route that they took. Because you see, there was a shorter route that led to the promised land. And if you read in Exodus 13, 17, and 18, it says, when Pharaoh let the people go, God led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest the people change their purpose when they see war and return to Egypt. If they went the fastest route like we do on the GPS, wherever we're going, we want the fastest route. But God knew already. He said, if you go the fastest route, you're going to encounter that. You're going to go back to bondage where you were at. So he said, let me plan your route. But he led the people by the wilderness toward the Red Sea. And Israel went up. They marched in ranks out of the land of Egypt. Didn't God bring you out of the bondage? He made a way out. The reason why you're sitting here, because God made that way. That's what he planned. Now let me ask you something. When you first got converted, those first few weeks, it could be different time frames for different people. But you were so in love with God. It was so easy to serve him. whatever amount of weeks. It was 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. But it did come to an end at a certain point. That fire, that because. And I'll tell you how to get it. What God did was just like what he did for Israel. When you got saved, he took you a different route. That you enjoy that for that period of time. Knowing that you're going to run into problems. Because he made it easy for you. When you were born again, he made it easy, just like he did. He planned your route. He said, let them enjoy this. Knowing what he had ahead of for you. Hardship. But as you see, as Israel journeyed through that, then they started to encounter the hardship. They came to the Red Sea. Now what? But God had a plan for them. Now they're there. The sea is in front of them. They've got mountains to each side. Now they have Pharaoh coming behind them. How many encounter that? You reach one point, it's like, oh, okay, well, this situation has come up. But then there comes another one on your right side. There comes another one on your left side. Then you turn around, the enemy's right behind you trying to drag you back. But let me tell you, you serve a way maker that is going to make a way out of whatever you're going through. Because he planned it, he planned your route, and just trust him. Because in Exodus 14, 2 and 3, God said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp. And I cannot say these names, but they were right there by the Red Sea. For Pharaoh will say of the Israelites, they are entangled. They're trapped. They can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. He said, your journey also will lead to some overwhelming situations in your personal walk where there's not going to be any hope to us. It's like, I don't think that I'm going to get through this. But you know what? It is all ordained. It is all part of our walk with God. He has planned that for us. You know, and with no way back, the Israelites were there. They were trapped. But let me tell you, that's when God does what he does best. He works with the impossible. He said, when you think that there's nothing that can be done, he goes, now it's my time to step in because that's what I'm an expert at. He saw the impossibility, leave it to me. And that's what he made a way. Literally, they didn't have anywhere to go. But he made a way. And I've been going through these songs and just like the last part of the song that we're going to do in a couple of weeks, it says, even though I don't see it, you're working. Even though I don't feel it, you're working. You know why? Because he never stops working. And it says he never stops working. You never stop working. And that's the thing. Because in Exodus 14, 13, and 14, he says, Moses told the people, fear not. Stand still. It says stand firm, stand confident. Don't be dismayed. Because you're going to see the salvation of the Lord come. And he's going to work for you. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you will not see no longer. The situation that you're going through today, you're not going to go through it anymore. The problem that has arisen, it's going to come and go. You're not going to go through it again. Because he is a waymaker. And verse 21 and 22 says, then Moses, all he did was stretch out his hands. And the Red Sea parted. Now, you guys have to understand something. When the children of Israel, when they crossed, they went from here all the way to the promised land on the other side. But the walls of the Red Sea were straight up. When they got from one end to the other end, they had sand in their sandals. Mind you, they walk through a place that was filled with water. There was no mud. The sand was not wet. It was dry. Now take that into consideration. When God makes a way for you, He makes it all the way. All the way. They were dry until the other side. That's the God that I serve. That's the God that will make that way for you. No matter what, He's not just, look at what I can do. What I'm going to do for you. And they walked in the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to the right and to the left. You're going to go through your situation with your situation being on your right and your situation being on your left. There's not going to be any on the ground. It's just going to be standing there, and you know what? My God is the King. I'm walking through this. He's making a way for me. Nothing's going to touch me. Nothing's going to, you know, take my joy away. That's who we serve. So that's what God wanted to remind the children of Israel. And I'm here to remind you too of the God that you serve, because He is the way maker. He's still the God who can make a way through your situation, through the sea, through any problem. That's the way He works. Now, the way of God leads to the water. You know, you can be following the path that God has set for you, and it can lead right into the mighty waters. And especially if you're praying and you're saying, God, I want to be used of you. Do whatever you want with me. How many have prayed that? God, just use me in any way. Well, if He's going to use you, He's going to test you. But it's all planned. Because that's what we're made for. Especially to help others. He guides us through this so that once we're through it, we can help others on their walk. They might not go through the same situation, but we know how to help them. Because in 2 Corinthians says, blessed be the Father. And it says, who comforts, consoles, and encourages us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort, to console, to encourage those who are in any kind of trouble or distress with a comfort with which you ourselves are comforted. Whatever God has comforted, we need to share that. That's why we go through things. So that whatever God has done for us, we share with others in their walk with God, and in whatever they're going through. Or we can tell, even if they're not going through anything, we encourage them and say, if you ever encounter this, this is what I went, but this is what I did. This is what God did for me. That is for us to help others. Because we're all going to face the waters sometime. We're all going to face those waters. Because 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Notice it doesn't say if. Or when others pass through, it doesn't say that. It makes a declaration. When you. It's not, am I going? You are. It's only a matter of when. But you are going to go through the waters. It's going to happen. But the thing that comforts me is the second part to that. Because it says, when you pass through the waters, what does it say next? I will be with you. When you go through stuff, I will be with you. That's comforting. Say, okay, I'm going through this. And that's something I have learned. Well, God, I'm with you. No matter what. No matter what the reports say. No matter what everything is leaning to, I am with you. I planned this. This is the route I want you to take. Why? Because somebody's going to need the help later on. I didn't know why I was going through. Now I kind of understand. Now I have a friend that's going through the same thing that I can tell him, hey, this is what I've gone through. But not only that, every time I talk to him, he's a hard Catholic. But every time I talk to him now, before he hangs up, he says, God bless you. Because he understands now. I said, it's not what I did, what the doctors did. I said, it's who I have on my side. That's why I got through. And I told him, whatever you need, he went to the hospital a couple weeks ago to get his shunt put into his arm. I go, hey, he went through San Francisco for the transplant here in Fresno. I go, hey, if you should start giving, you know, and he's like, I haven't even told my family. They don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh. I go, well, if there's anything you need, let me know. And he calls me. But he knows, and I've been telling him, I didn't get through it because of what the doctors did or what I had to do. I said, it's because I have God on my side. He's the one that planned this. He's the one that just guided me. And that's how, when you go through things, it's to help others. Said, he will be there making a way for you. Because it says that you're going to go through the waters. You're going to go through mighty waters. You're going to go through a river. And you're going to go through the fire. But said, even that, he's going to be ahead of you, making the way. You know how sometimes people sit on the ends of the benches and there's empty seats, especially at certain concerts or venues that you go to. And there's two of you. And you got to make your way there. The first person is the one that's always going to be saying, excuse me, excuse me. But the one behind is just going to have a clear path because everybody has made a way for the first person. That's the way it's with God. He's going to be the one first through. And you're just going to be walking behind because he's going to be making the way for you. That's how he works because he's the way maker. So when we pass through that, it says the fire is not even going to scorch. You're not even going to smell like smoke. That's it. You're just going to walk straight through. Now let's take a look at that. Because, I thank God that he's able to make a way when there's no way. He makes a way through. Now, I want to take that word right there. And it's used as a function word to indicate movement from one side or point out at another. Especially the opposite side. Now, that word has two sides to it. The word through. It says, it's got a positive side, a negative side. I'm gonna tell you the negative side first. The negative side of this is that we got to go through. Okay? That's the negative part of that. We've got to go through the waters. We got to go through the fire. We got to go through stuff. But he makes a way. As difficult as it seems, he makes a way. Now, it'd be sound. I wish he would have put what he did in Psalms, take me beside the still waters. Besides. Or God, just take me over so it could seem like I'm floating over my problem. Or take me right by, just pass by. But it says, no, we're going to go through it. And that's something we've got to accept as a Christian. Walking with God. Going to the next level. We're going to go through stuff. But he is the way maker. But going through is what the scripture and experience. We've all experienced stuff, haven't we? We've gone through stuff, right? We've all experienced it. But the positive side of this word is that we get through to the opposite side. We get through to the end of that situation. We get through to the end of that problem. That's the positive side of this. That tells me that whatever I'm going through, whatever you're going through, is not going to last forever. That tells me there is an end to this. Even though I can't see it, there is an end to what I'm going through. There is an end, and he's making that way to the opposite side. Because Israel, when they walked through the waters. They went to the opposite side. They kept walking. That's the same thing. We got to keep walking. They kept moving forward. Because God is the one who gets you through it. And you know, like I was saying, I was. There's a lot of songs that I just, and there's one song that just said, "You made a way." When our backs were against the wall, you made a way. Because sometimes it seems like there's no way out. There's no outlet. And it looked like if it was over. But it says, you made a way. Now we're here. Only because you made a way. And if you haven't heard that song, it's Made a Way by Travis Green. And the verse just says, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through. And that's one song that has kept me going. Like I tell you, I have good days, I have bad days. It's just like the song, I'm here, but he's making a way. No matter the way I feel, no matter if I can't see it happening, he's making a way. Don't remember the past. Now in Isaiah 43, 18, 19 says, do not earnestly remember the former thing. It says, forget the former things. Forget the past. Neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive and know it. And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Because doesn't some of the trials that we go through seem like we're in a desert place? But he said, I'm going to make a river for you right there. And straight after, he says, he will make a way. So he tells them, forget the past. Don't dwell on it. Now I said, forget the past. Don't dwell on the past. But God, you're reminding me of my past. It doesn't make sense, does it? He's telling them to forget the past, but he's reminding them of what they went through in the past. I was like, it don't make sense. But we look forward to what God has promised. What he was trying to get was, a lot of times we talk to ourselves and we go to the past, and we know God has taken us out. And we know he has made a way. Then we go to the future, and we know what the promises that have been made to us and what God is going to do. But going through all that junk and stuff right now, we forget that God is the God of now. That God is present. That's what he was telling. Don't just, I'm here right now. I'm just reminding you of where I brought you from. So that you know, I'm here with you right now while you're going through this. That's the point he wanted to make. I want to tell you that I am who I am right now. Not just when I took you out of Egypt, but right now in the situation that you currently find yourself, I am what you need. That's what he was trying to tell him. I remember your past, you know the future, but keep in your mind, in your heart, he's here right now. We always try to, I'm looking towards the future to get through now. No. He's here with you right now. He's going to make a way of your situation, whatever you're going through, right now. Because he is the way maker. See, no longer had they have to look back to the stories about God's deliverance from Exodus, from Egypt. You know why? You don't have to. If you're going through something today or the next time you go through something, don't think about when God brought you out in the past. Think about you're going to get through that situation right now. Think about the end of that situation. Say, God's going to make a way, and I'm excited because I don't know what he's going to do, but he already promised that when I go through this, he's going to make the way because I don't know what's on the other side, and I'm so excited to go through this because he has more than what we need at the end of it. Because he is the way maker. Let me tell you, God is alive and he's interested in what you're going through. Why? For I know the thoughts and the plans. I know what I plan for you. I've already mapped your route that you're going to take. Now it's our decision whether to keep trusting him or try to figure things out on our own. That's where we go wrong. But let me remind you, when you're going through something, always keep in your mind that he is a waymaker. And at the end of that current situation, God is going to have something more abundant, more than what you have asked for at the end of that. Because that's the way he is. He's the waymaker. In Isaiah, you know, God has provided. He's made a way for me. And I definitely know he's going to make a way for you. Because that's the way he is. You know, and Isaiah keeps going on in verse 21. The reason why, and all he wants from you while you're going through that, he just wants your praise. He just wants your praise. That's what it says in the end of verse 21. That they may set forth my praise. Praise him through whatever you're going through. Because at the end, he's going to have more than what you expected him to give you. It's going to blow your mind. And say, God, but he's like, you're faithful. You went through it. You trusted me. So I can trust you with more now. Here it is. You may be in a place right now where the waters are rising. Trials and difficulties in your life are just maybe starting. If they haven't, if you're good, it's only a matter of when. When God will put you through the test again. Because that's the way he is. Just to form you. To mold you. But we have to proclaim his praise. And there's another song that said, God will make a way. The ones you guys are singing this morning. Where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each a new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. And you know what God was trying to tell his people then and now? Isaiah 1 through 5. But now, thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Fear not. Don't be scared. Because I redeemed you. You're mine. That's what he's saying. When you walk, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they won't overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. You're not going to give any kindling on you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I love number 4, because you are precious in my sight and honored. And because I love you, I will give men in return for you and peoples in exchange for it. He's going to do everything for you. It's always good when we're faced with the uncertain to remember where he has led us so far. It may cause some very hurtful memories, the bumps on the road and all that. But take the positive of that. It's like, wow, look what he brought me out. Look where he made the way, where I was, to encourage yourself. But not only then, but God is of now and of what you're going to go through later. But I don't want to become, I don't think all that came out of Egypt were of the same mind. Because you see Psalms 106, verse 7 and 8. There were some that ended up like this. That's one type of person I don't want to become. Our fathers in Egypt understood not, nor appreciated your miracles. I don't want to be that kind of person. They did not earnestly remember the multitude of your mercies, nor the imprint, your loving kindness on their hearts. But they were rebellious and provoked the Lord at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Even though they did that, but I don't want to be that kind of person. But I'm striving to be, like it says in Psalm 77, I will recall the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also upon all your works and consider all your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary, in holiness, away from sin, a guilt. Because what? Who is a great God like our God? You are the God who does wonders. Because you have demonstrated your power among peoples. Why? Because he is a waymaker. Remember what God, the positive of what God has, where he brought you from, what he has brought you through. Because we are going to go through, but we're going to get through. And if you buy a tree and you go plant it, fairly young tree, you have to prepare the soil before. Most of them, if you see they're young, they put a stake to help them grow. Because they're young and weak. That's how we are sometimes. When we started in this road, when we chose and we made a decision, you know what? I'm going to follow you, Christ. I'm going to give my life to you. We were young and weak. Because he knows we are weak and we need support. Just like that tree, you put the stake. But sometimes we can all overdo it. Because that stake can only be a certain height in order for it to help the tree grow. Because if it's higher than the tree, it's not going to grow. It has that support all the way up that it's not going to want to, the roots are not going to grow deep enough. And if you use a lot of compost, the roots will only grow to the edge of it and no further. So what seemed like a great help to the tree initially just weakened it. It limited growth later on. Now here what I want to get across. That God supports us greatly when we're young Christians. He gave us that support. But if he continued, what if he had just made the whole route to Promised Land so easy for the children of Israel? What if he made your life so easy? He'd be doing a disservice. Because God supports us. But he also knows, in order for us to grow, it's like a muscle. It's got to be exercised. It's got to be developed. And if he continued to help us all the way through, our roots would be so shallow. But he knew that. That's why he planned your life ahead of time. That's why he planned your route out of bondage. And we're still making that walk to our promised land. We're still traveling. We're still going through to get to the other side. In times that God leads us away, and we get to the opposite side, all that's going to stop. Because we've reached the promised land. But he wants us to grow as Israel did. And if you all stand, you're going to go through some trying times. You're going to go through the hardships again. You may go out of one right into the next. But if you made it through that one, and that one made you stronger, imagine when you come out through this one. But keep this in mind, that you're not alone. That this is the route, this is the plan he had for your life. So now that I'm going through this, God, I know I have a situation on my right. I've got problems on my left. But if I'm right behind you in your footsteps, God, you're making that way. Nothing's going to touch me. Nothing's going to get in my way. Why? Because he cleared it for you. Sometimes we try to make our own path. But once we try to get the situation problems, they're just going to fall right back, make us fall. But with God, creator of all things, once he says one word, and he doesn't even have to say anything, it's just going to go. Say, just follow me. They're going to open by themselves. Why? Because he alone is the way maker. And I invite you today, if you're going through something, and even if you're not, I'm here to tell you and burst your bubble, you are going to go through something. It's just a matter of when. You may go through some mighty waters, a river, fire. I don't know. But I want you to know this, that he'll be with you. That he's going to clear the way for you. Just like the children of Israel marched through dry land. Dry land in a sea. That's how my God works. Because he is the way maker. God bless you.
Every day I'm faced with questions. What should I do?
Amen.
What can
These altars are open. If you want to come.